This year is being sponsored by Harold Moskowitz, L'zecher Nishmas Sarah Bas Shmuel, and Elamel Friedman, L'zecher Nishmas Shlomo Zalman Ben Moshe. Okay. Today's discussion, we'll talk about Mechiras Chametz Bizmanenu. It's a vor in Gemara Pesachim and the Paiskim Hilchos Pesach that someone who has chametz left over before Pesach doesn't have to throw it out. He's allowed to sell it to a guy. We're not going into today about the topic of chametz gama, tavuvas chametz. We're not going today to that. However, the many paiskim amora, the type of mechir we have is manazer. They sell. You have many people sell chametz. Today we live in a generation where there's a refrigerator, freezers. We got bigger houses. They have more storage space. And in Mela, they usually have a lot of chametz left over for Pesach, and they don't want to throw it out. And they want to sell it. And when they sell the chametz, it could be worth hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars, especially if they own schnapps and things that are mamish chametz gama. And many people sell their stuff. And frat, a number of bonim get together, sometimes the get together and they sell the chametz for the balabatim. And some, and even more than that, the certain communities, they sell the whole, for the whole city. Certain communities, the whole community together, bonim get together, and again, and they sell it to one guy. And very often, if you start figuring out, especially if you're selling people who own stores, and they have chametz in the stores, say they have grocery store, sometimes they have big stores, and they sell the chametz, sometimes the chametz, if you value the whole chametz, it probably can be worth over $1 million. And you go to some guy who doesn't have probably 50 cents in his pocket, and you sell the mechir's chametz. Here's something worth $1 million, and I want you to give a down payment to the mechir, and this is the mechir. So how could such a mechir help? It looks like the whole thing looks like a joke. The first one who discusses about this halacha is a b'chor shor. B'chor shor and p'sachim, and it's a pirish of p'sachim. He has tshuvas and he has other thing. But he writes a p'sachim daf chafalof. He says the whole thing, the whole mechir is chametz is arama b'yama. Most of the time, the one who buys it, the guy who buys it, is a poor guy, and he's buying for hundreds of people, and fat in the big cities. They use one guy for the whole city. How could such a mechir be? The whole thing sounds like arama b'yama, like a joke. So therefore, he comes out and he says to Emerson, the whole issa of having chametz on Pesach is all issa d'rabbanan, because mederaisa v'bitul b'amasaki. Gemara says beginning of Pesachim, v'bitul b'amasaki. You lot invatu your chametz, and everyone is invatu before and after b'dikas chametz. He says kol chamira, he's invatu all his chametz b'lev shalom. So the chametz, he doesn't own the chametz. It's only d'rabbanan shema yamalaycha. It's all d'rabbanan. And the price can speak out by Lysasa, you may to give all your maman. Not to arrive on a Lysasa. Koshkem is a chametz of Pesach, is a if you eat it, it's chayv karas. So Mela, so he says, so the B'chor Shor says, since it's only the Rabbanan, since Bittu B'yam Sagi, and the Rabbanan, yes, the environment of Ilam, and because the Shash Hashem, Yinsra, Gluska, Yafi might find a piece of cake that looks good and enticing and so on, and you eat it. So meida hey mamu, hey mamu. So meida the Chazal will matter this type of chiyuv. Since the whole thing is Rabbanan, so on the Rabbanan we allow such a type of haroma. You find the same concept by Ribbis. People used to be in time. He couldn't. He borrowed money for business. You didn't pay interest. But came such, the industry came, the world, the commerce in the world came, that people wanted to do business, That's about money. Today, all business come out, a lot of business borrow money to run the business. So what do? They used to make a heter iska. So the question was, are you allowed to make a heter iska on a havah, which is minatera? So doing for using money for business, all that is a mekamemka. This is a rabbanan. But sometimes people borrow money to pay up chayv and so on. So there does the whole shaylan paiskim. How can you make such a type of heter iska, especially when snegeya isurei deraisa? But maisa today we're not going into that. Today we're talking about Pesach. But the same shaylan came up when they started doing people making loans for businesses and for private use. Sometimes people want to borrow money to pay up a heter, to pay up a credit card. Credit card, you're paying 18-21% interest. You borrow from another person, you charge 6%, 8%, so it's less. Huh?
Or zero.
Or zero. Even better. If it doesn't charge at all, then it's even better. Right. So the Bechor Shor, Edan, the Bechor Shor says, even though in the Tesefta, which the Beis Yosef quotes in Tov Mem Ches, he says the Beis Yosef quotes a Tesefta saying, Ovavad Shor Yam, Yilat Tzal Chomet, as long as you don't do Haroma. What does he mean to say? That the Yisrael don't have a Kayach and the Chametz during Pesach. So Mela, he finishes off the Bechor Shor, since all this is talking about, the Torah is talking about Yisrael Rabbanan, and it's a Shas, it's Chak, and it has to go a lot of times. People, it could be hundreds of dollars, it could be thousands of dollars. It's a Hesed Gadol. But if it was Shach in Yisrael Deraisa, it's not Shach to not to this type of aroma. So Mela Bechor Shor ends off to give, come to our Kointis since only the Rabbanan. So Mela, so the Choshor ends off to give food, to a salty food, to be as animals on Pesach, to give Chometz on Pesach, Chometz Sheisod, that was sold to a guy, it doesn't help our Rama. Because you know the Kavanah of the guy is only to feed, and since it's a Shalom Deraisa, and it's not Shach Tehata, Mata De Rama, because feeding an animal, he saw on Pesach is Deraisa, so Mela Shach Tehata Rama. That's what the Choshor comes out. That person could sell Tara, it's a drabanan to sell the chametz, but to feed your animal on Pesach chametz, how they go, that's awesome. But anything else is okay. That's the shita of the Bechor Shor. And then the Bechor Shor, if he looks at the Bechor Shor, Arichis, and he sees kamarayas that shaykh harama by nisu drabanan, like you find by Maisa Sheni, you find by Chalamoid, you find by many other cases that were made up by drabanan. Kendis Yisrael Bechor Shor speaks out the Ksais. The Ksais in Simen, Kuf Tzadik Beis, Sif Gimel and Dalet. Ikit Sif Kut and Dalet. His Sheikh is Sheikh to sell the Chometz to a guy at a King of Chatzah. But if the city is, but let's say if the Chometz is not in your city, let's say you have Chometz in Detroit, in Cleveland, in some other place. You have Chometz there, then you're allowed to sell it to a guy. It's a kinyan kinyan chotzer then. So then you do it with kinyan adaisa. Now it's on Maida that I sold this chametz in a proper type of kinyan. It's called kinyan adaisa. Even though the shayla, if it helps, kinyan adaisa helps by surim, but since the chametz on jabanan, and since it will be amasage, so it helps zok the ksais, it helps the kinyan adaisa by yisra abanan. And as he writes in the shtar, Maida Nila Shemachati, right from Amoyal, and that's it. Or she say Baalpeh, and from the Edom, Kosher Edom. The same thing speaks out, this he said, Makar Chaim. Makar Chaim from the Sivas, and Tzot Mechesef Konehei, he says that the Homechir's Chometz is connected to Beer, the Chachomim, Wamachayev. Wamachayev, because B'Durai said that B'Durai Masagi, and Anasi, and the only Kinyan Rabbanan. But it should be Seirich on the Kinyan Adaisa, Yags on the Ksais, because the Ingham, of course, is it does have a Kinyan Adaisa even by Dinya Abana. So, have a Kinyan Adaisa that Yags on. But Stamzai, he seems to hold like the Bechor Shor. However, the big kasha on everything we said till now, the big kasha is if you say, you're allowed to make a Rama Dinya Abana, but the guy doesn't even, so you say a Rama is mutter by Dinya Abana. However, the guy is not mechaven him to kind of chametz. He thinks it's probably just a religious thing. Some rabbis got together and they make an Orthodox thing and so on. And it's some I say religious.
A ritual.
A ritual, right word. It's a ritual. And that's it. That's not the right thing. And even though you make all kinyanim with him, you make kinyan chalipin, kinyan shtar, kinyan mama, and you make all five kinyanim, kinyan chatzah agav, you do all type of kinyanim with a guy, with kesef, you do all five kinyanim with a guy. Still, afo pikein, he thinks it's only a ritual, and even if you make all the kinyanim, you have to, and it could be, but still, mastavi is not kinyan, like it says in the Gemara, the chayr is such a kinyan shenel, if he thinks it's only a ritual. Why? Because the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Kufla and Beis on Beis, HaKaisif Kamechasa Lishtai. If someone is writes in the Tzavah, in a will he writes, all his money goes to his wife. So Chaya Pritzel won't do such a thing. So we say, Layasa Lapa Chapas. The reason why he wrote it to his wife, not she should keep all the money, the children should really get the money. But he only made her Lapa Chapas. So Rashbam says, why? Because the Umber, there's an Ayin Das, that person won't leave out his children. So that they wrote everything to his wife, because why should be the Balbos? Make sure everyone, the children get it properly, kids should fight between each other. So the wife, he trusts his wife to take care of everything. So maybe they made Apachopas. So also, by Mechiris Chomets also should be no different. How should Mechiris such a Mechir help if the guy only thinks the whole thing is a ritual? A right to such a thing, that guy thinks like this, this is the mentality of the guy. Because what will happen is Chas HaShalom on Pesach, a fire breaks out. He has chametz in his house, or he has a store, and the store starts burning down. Who's going to care to fix up to take care, make sure you get a fire, the fire department, make sure everything's taken care of, the insurance comes and so on. Who's going to take care of this? The stammer, the guy doesn't care. He's not going to hurry up to put out the fire. I'd rather. Who's the one that bothers the most? Is he so the one to put out the fire? But you know, if the guy's not, at the end of the day, he's not going to pay. He has no money anyway. Even though he says he might buy the chametz in 10 days or so on, but after pikein, he's not going to care. And the guy to do anything about the fire, he's not allowed to do it because the right to be kumai. And it says in Shai Tshuva, in Tuf Nun, Sif Katan Yigimel, he calls the Shvus Yankov, and the saying is peace out of Hashuch and Sif Katan Yod, that the Yid himself can't do anything. He's allowed to send a guy send a message to a guy that bought the chametz and tell him that he should matzah what belongs to him. He should know that this is a fire and he should try to save what he can. And if he can't get all that guy, he's allowed to send another guy to tell the guy to go be matzah. And he should put the chametz in a place, he shouldn't get destroyed. But to do like the Yisrael, you're not allowed to, because it's a right to be kumai. So in such a case, you see clearly that who cares more about it? The Yid cares about it, not the guy, because the guy knows he can't pay anyway at the end of the day. So the whole thing looks like a churchat lua. The whole Bechir's chametz looks like it's not a real thing. It's like it's a ritual. But really, it doesn't mean to sell it at all. Even further, there's a tshuva in Shal's tshuva, Shalom Meshev. Shalom Meshev is in Chedek Aleph, Madur Tinyana Simenayin Zayin. He, Mechal, is a fact Mechir Kloy. Today, it used to be in the old times, the person used to sell chametz. He was more learned in those times, hundreds of years ago. So a Yid used to go to the next door neighbor, bring the chametz to his house, and they could do a personal Mechira. Today, we're not saying on that. We do it called Mechira Kloy. How do you say Mechira Kloy? A rav sells it for hundreds of people, 50 people, 100 people, 500 people, a bunch of them get together, and sometimes it can be even 1,000 people. It's a Mechir Kloli. So he has a kasha on this whole thing. What do you do on this whole thing of making the rav a shliach to sell the chametz? He has on it seven kashas on this whole side of Mechir Kloli. One is, the guy, the chal doesn't know who's selling even. He's not maki, he knows the rav. But he doesn't know these all night, he's selling chametz for 100 people. He doesn't know, he never saw him before and never see him afterwards. What kind of bechir is that? Who would buy and sell something without knowing the seller and the buyer to get together? What kind of bechir is that? A second question.
First,
yes.
Every mechira usually has to leave the reshus of the seller to the buyer.
Yeah.
If the seller always keeps the item, what kind of a mechira is that?
That's what we're talking about. So that's what we're talking about. We're trying to get to why is mutter. Okay?
And it's usually out of the subject. In
don't bring up nursing homes.
Give me a chance because I'll forget. A chosen stays under the chuppah.
Yeah.
And then promises the kale. As a better me farmers, I am a tachiti menalikus, to see that shake the cover, and not just a penny to his name. How can he promise?
Wait a minute, his wife is working.
How can you promise a caliph when you have nothing to your name? You're gornish. You're talking about aroma. This is the biggest aroma there is.
Where does it say? Doesn't it say that the ksuba is giving a tachitim? Takshitim, we promised to make sure she doesn't die from hunger. Doesn't say that. I don't know what ksuba you have, but my ksuba doesn't say it, and everyone's ksuba in this room doesn't say that. Doesn't say that also svarden. Someone says you give her $1 million when you divorce her, something like that. They give extra. But to say give her matzonis and pesach, that's a lacha shekhanah, but doesn't say in the ksuba.
Oh, okay, but everybody agrees that it says that he will be famous.
Yeah, right.
Give him the toilet. Good.
What mean?
Everybody doesn't agree. And so what husband?
What do you mean? Have Uncle Sam. You get food stamps and these.
That was your mother. Good friend.
As long as she doesn't die from hunger, it's okay.
We have to change the super lotion.
All right. Second question. So Sharmesh should ask the second question. You sell the chametz to the guy. Most Rabbanim don't give over mafteach. He can't even get it out. Let's say he says he bought the chametz. He wants to go down and get it. Most of the time, the person doesn't give the rod the key. How is he going to get to it? What kind of sale is that? He can't even get to it. Second question. Third question. That when you make a mechiras chametz, it's mechir to michal, you have to make sure it's a shava pruta to each person. Let's say you're selling for 1,000 people, you have to make sure with the guy you're giving has to be at least a shava pruta for each person. So if it's 1,000 people, let's say a shava pruta is 5 cents, so that's at least $50 you have to give to a guy. Sometimes you do it $2, $3, some of them do. What kind of mechir is that? That's the third question. The third, fourth question, there's no aiden. To Mekayim the Chesima. You do it to you and the guy. Where to aid them? Yeah, such a thing, $1 million deal, you don't have to aid them signing on it? What time of sale is that? Fifth question. L'chaira, he says, when you sell it, you have to be mefarit all the food you have. You have candy bars, you have ketchup, everything has to be mentioned in Mechiras Chametz. Mechiras Chametz, a lot of times, a lot of Mechiras, doesn't say, you sign, you go to the Rav, you sign your name, you don't say how much, what are you selling in your house? Some Rabbanim do have it, most Rabbanim don't have it. Why should they be fired? Each thing, and also the value of every chayfet. Which person values, what's worth in this house? What kind of mechir is that? Since when, you buy a piece of real estate, you figure out what this costs, what that costs, the sun, the Shabbos, the whole thing. What type of mechir is that? So the Kadasa kind of not saying that's on that because he doesn't know the value of even what he's buying. Number six, what the B'chai Sheh says, that since the Abana and Saram is okay, B'chai Tumu, he says. How check Mechira? If according to him, he's been Vatul Chomets already, so it's not his anymore. So how can he sell it? How does Shach to sell it? He's been Vatul already. It's only Shem Yitzchak he sells because Shem Yitzchak offer. But look, how can he sell it? He's already been Vatul already. And it's and even as the guy doesn't have any more bittul anymore, Shach. So how's the Shach Harama? The seventh question is, how's the Shach Shlichus on Harama? The Shlichus helps on type of Mechira, it's a type of Mechira. But the whole thing's a style of Harama. Who says Shlichus helps on such a thing? These are the seven questions that Shoyim Meshavis on our type of Mechira. However, yeah. I'm just saying, these are his kashas. These are his kashas. We don't hold of any of the kashas. Right?
What? So we said that the whole thing is only the rabbanon anyways because you're mavato. We don't mavato the stuff that we're selling to
Daraisa. The one you're selling to Dari, you're not mavato.
Then it's Daraisa.
But he's asking. I'm telling you, he's asking.
That's the share.
Huh?
The person who said that is only the
rabbanon. Right, yeah.
That's all based on
Bittel.
I know we're not being
mavato. I'm just telling you, it's all we sit are all kashas, no kashas. However, there's a tshuva, some sefer, in a chayin simit kufit gimel. He says the emes to sarama helps even in atoya, without any tikkun. It's a kosher sale, even if he says in atoya. No, it's not like the b'choshar. And he says you can tell, and even further, some sefer writes a tshuva when it comes to the chiz chametz. You're allowed to say to the guy, if let's say you still have chametz after Pesach, and you want to sell it back to me, then I'll buy it back from you. Kol Mabadai, I'll buy it back. You can't make it tonight in the Mechira. I'm not sahazit that you're not out to. But you can tell the guy, listen, if you buy it, we'll meet you after Pesach, and we'll talk about maybe I'll be interested in buying back from you. Or if not, you want to buy it. In fact, in the Mishnah Berurah, in Tof Mem Ches Sifkan Chavei, says further, that Yilati Mafsiach, tell the guy, I give him his word that you're going to buy it back from Mr. Pesach with profit. You're going to make profit on the deal. I'll pay extra. However, from Russia, Chassav not Mafir Chema. From the Shmuel holds clear, you can even promise him that you're going to buy it back Mr. Pesach. So, and Chassav Sefer learns, this is what it says in Tesefer, the Beis Yosef brings down in Simon Tafter and Rav, that says, there's a Beis Yosef that quotes it to Tesefer, that says, Yisrael v'nachri b'svina. Let's say a Yidin and a guy were on a boat, on a ship. The Chomets may sell behind you sell. Sometimes you travel on a ship, you go for months and months of traveling at all times. So sometimes you travel before Pesach, and you had food for after Pesach, you're able to eat when you're in the ship, and now you're in the ship before Pesach. Hareza, Maichel, and Achri. A nice little matana. You're allowed to sell to the guy before Pesach, or give matana to the guy. The Chayzer, Lekech, and Menach HaPesach. And you're allowed to buy back from the guy after Pesach. So then the Baha gets on, Ulvat Shalo Yarem, Yishum Ek Aroma. So Ben Yeruchim asks a kasha on the Baha. He says, he doesn't understand the Baha. Well, you're allowed to give him a tona and buy back from him after Pesach. The Chayzer, Eilecha, Aroma, Godlam, Yizil. The guys know, knows you can buy it back for him. So how does it say, Tapai Rama? The Tesefta says, Vachul Yarim, you should make a Rama. Enoch Rama, God of Mazul. And still we say it's okay. Since he takes out Shusagami, so what's Shad Vachul Yarim? So he says, Shad is, what is the Tesefta Mishul Yarim? So he says, Chiddush, the Ben Yeruchim says, in the Bahag, Yarim means you should make a tonight with the guy. No, don't make a tonight with the guy that I'm going to make. I'm selling to you now, and tonight I buy it after Pesach. I can tell her that you're not allowed to. But to say I'm going to buy it after Pesach without a tonight, that certainly is okay. So come to our point to this, and all tell the rest in the guy. So Mela is a Chassam Sefer, it's a Mechir Gemurah Min Atoya. So Mela, the Noga, Bechol Tzvus, is Yisrael, to sell to a guy, Mechir Pini Kinyanim. And he says like this, he ends off the tshuva. The Chol Am of Fatfik, Roy the Garoy. I say Garoy in English, you can tell him off. He's wrong. Roy the Garoy. You can tell him off that he's saying he's wrong. He's saying Shtusim. It's a Kasha Mechira, and Mechira is God, even the writer. And as the Chasha says, Mechira da Banan. He says even more, it's a Chasam Sefer says, even Mechira da Raisa. And Chasam Sefer brings out an interesting Maisa with the Baruch Tam. In the time of the Baruch Tam, this is what some say brings down the story. In the time of the Baruch Tam, there was someone's malshin to the government that the Yidin sell the chametz to a guy. Where's the taxes? You sell something, you buy back, you have to pay taxes. No one paid taxes, and they went, they came to the government, and they were malshin that the Yidin are doing sales, business, without paying taxes. So they came to the government. Yes, this is why I said the Chassam Sefer and Baruch Tam. So they came to the government, to the Tsar, how you say, the governor, whatever it is, of the province, and he says that the governor said, there's not a sale here, it's an Indian of a ritual. It's only Indian of God, it's a religious thing. There's no Masa Matan here, buying, taking back, there's no Masa Matan. So Mela, Rav Tam heard the governor say this, then Rav Tam had a big kasha, and the whole Mechir is Chavis then. The big suffer came in the labor of the Baruch Tam, maybe since the Dima Chusa is not considered anything, so it's a suffer the whole Mechir is Chavis. So Baruch Tam had a bigger kasha on the whole Mechir is Chavis. How can you do Mechir is Chavis? So Chassam Sefer said, there's no Shaila. And this is Chassam Sefer, it's Poshet, Vada V'din Yisrael, Tziksim Mechir Gemura. Even the guy comes to Maitre Mechai, V'dayana, if the guy comes and takes the Jew today, he wants to buy the chametz and wants to keep the chametz, he'll pay for it. The din of Yisrael will help a good mechira. Even though our din of goyim, it's also mechira. Just the Tsar held, this is from Sefer writes. The governor held that since there's no derech mecham amka rogo, it's not the regular way you do business. When you sell to the guy picks it up, takes it home, and so on. Here you still have it in your house. So it's not the normal way of sale. That's what the government meant. That's not Yonsei Chay taxes. It's not the regular. So Mela, the Ikkets Mavkir for you, the reason why the Yid sells it to guy, the Ikkets Mavkir for you is a Chometz. So Mela, he was not Mato, Mas, that's why Yonsei Chay taxes. So that's what some service said, that the Sazik de Baruch Tam is no Sazik. The Mechira is 100% valid Mechira.
But can I get, because we had this a couple of years ago with our liquor company, where we wanted to sell the chametz, and the guy said, in order for me to make a sale, I got to register in the federal government.
Yeah.
He made a casual, it cost like $100 million to do it.
Yeah.
So he said, and I said, but all your competitors that sell the chametz do it. So he says, Rabbi, just answer me a real question. Is this a real mechira? Is this a real sale or not? If it's a real sale, I got to pass it through the government. Now, that wasn't the case over there, because no one's taking it home.
So you have to come safer. Some safety can do it.
Cypher's sorrow was because they're waiting for it to...
The Dini Yisrael is a good mechira. It doesn't have to be Yotze, the Dini Mechira of the government. That's as long as the...
Tomorrow, because otherwise you would take it home.
So that's the case of some safer. Now, Mami, your case is a case of some cipher.
I know that. That's why I was listening carefully. Yeah.
So that's why. So I guess in the CRC you didn't notice this some cipher.
No. Yeah. That's a question. Some cipher said that because it's not a regular mechira, because they have to take it home.
Right.
Over here, the way it's done, no one takes anything home.
So that's you have to some cipher. Some cipher says since the Dini Yisrael is still a good mechira. You don't take it home, but the Dini Yisrael is a kosher mechira. You do the proper key on them and so on.
By the government sales, it's not taken home. It's only on paper.
Right.
From China.
Government sales.
That doesn't matter.
Hey, it's different than some type of case.
Why?
Once I misheard you, at the end you said that the reason why they wanted masks is because they saw it wasn't, you have to take it home.
It's not the normal type of sale. You're not the, they know.
But today, everything, the regular sales are only paperwork. That's what I'm trying to say.
Doesn't make a difference.
I'm
you have paperwork by yourself also.
What?
You have paperwork by also. We have stars. When you make a sale, you have star.
No.
So it's a legal document. I tell the guy, when a guy comes, I say, listen, it's all written in Hebrew. So you want, you can take it to a translator. You can translate it and have a professionally translate it. And it's a kosher mechira. And if you go to court, you're winning court. I tell the guy that every year. You should know this is a legal binding thing.
Huh? Exactly my point.
He will win in court.
He won't win in court.
Huh?
He won't win in real court today.
Why?
Because he didn't pass it through the government.
Who says you have to pass it through the government?
That's the law.
That's not what?
The liquor.
Every sale.
Liquor. Okay, I'm talking about apples.
What you guys are talking about is a retail certificate. Okay, that when he has inventory, and he wants to sell it to somebody for the whether it's either state, whatever, to keep track of how much it sells. For sales tax, they always give in reports. But that has nothing to do whether the sale is valid or invalid. It's a taxi.
The government doesn't allow you to sell that quantity of liquor without registering it first.
only as you're registered as a dealer, but it doesn't make a difference as to the sale itself.
Hi. What? You have the lawyer saying it's okay.
Why does the guy who gives this to the Matana and will alleviate all these problems?
What do you mean, Matana?
When you go to the garden, they're paid up. Yeah. Why don't you say, I'm giving you everything as a present?
Because I'm not giving you as a present. But I buy it and I buy it back.
But
it's a pay up.
Because
honestly, you're not giving me a Matana. Honestly, you're not giving him my time.
Honestly, you're not selling it.
I am selling it. He gives a down payment. He gives a down payment.
Not honestly.
Huh?
You know it's not honestly.
Why is it? It's honest. He's making it to him. He's signing.
In a week, you're taking it there.
That doesn't make a difference.
If he comes up with $1 million, it's sold.
Right.
But you know it's not going to happen.
So what? But still a sale. It's a legal sale.
It's a
legal binding sale. And the Chassam Chavis says further. Remember we said, the B'chashar says it's a banan. However, the only difference is if he feeds your animal on Pesach, then it's not good. That's what he mentioned B'chashar. So from Sefer argues on B'chashar on that also. He says, he argues on Etzim de Matzvushar. And he says, Behemoth, that you sell to God, Gedef, the Meichem, the Chametz, you're allowed to do it. And Chaynog of Chomadinus, he says. And sending Ayyuz, Mekachayim, and Tophim Ches. And he brings down the Shiva and brought down the Chayef, brought down the Shiva from Sefer Chaim, the Guinea Simon Samach Beis, and Chaim Simon and Guinea Samach Beis. So that's what he said clearly, it's a sale. There's a Sam Sefer, it says even further. Sam Sefer. In Shiva Sam Sefer, in Yerdea Simon Shin Yud. He says more than he writes in what he writes in Chaim. He brings down, he quotes the Machzah Shekel. It's a famous Machzah Shekel. And Chaim and Tophim Ches by Mechius Chometz. And he's Ma'ala, and now it's time to sell Mechius Chometz. He says the guy has no das to buy, and you have no das to make over to him. He doesn't know the whole Mechira. He says the whole Mechira is not valid. So right to Chaim Sefer says, there's no kasha. It's two reasons. One of the reasons I happened once to hear from a Moshe many years ago. He says, you don't need das to make over to a guy. Dikas to write to Mishus Yisrael. So if your mask could also help. However, by Mechira, so the Shaila was, the Shaila by the Chassam Sefer was, that during Pesach, that the Behema had he sold the animal to a guy, and the Behema had a Bechor. The Shaila, if the Bechor belongs to Yisrael, you actually starve. You can't do anything. You can't do any malach with it. You actually starve. As long as the guy, you could sell it. So now during Pesach, you sold the animal to the guy, and the guy also, and during that time, the behema gave birth to Bechor. So the shaila was, does it belong to the guy or not? So Sotach Sam Sefer, that the Mechira is a good Mechira. So the man is part of Bechor. But since he says, since he makes kinyanim with the guy, that's okay. That's the guy that doesn't think it's anything, it's only dvarim b'yama, it's only like a ritual, means nothing. Dvarim shebleiv and dvarim. And sending Maitzich Sam Sefer in Ebenezer, Chedekal, Simit Kuv Zayin, and Chashish Mishbet, Simit Yud Beis, and Simit Kuv Beis. All the same, he said, that's a dvarim shebleiv, and a mela, it's a dvarim shebleiv, and the Meila Mechira is a good Mechira, even in the Atayah, and the Meila, the sale is a good sale, the pigeon doesn't need any pigeon, it belongs to our guy, and the sale is a good sale, God bring Mechira's Chametz, a kosher, valid, 100% valid sale, even in the Atayah, without any question. That's what Sefer held. Let's go a little to the Shailas from the Shailam Meshiv. He says like this.
The guy doesn't have to sell back that calf.
Belongs to the guy. So what is the Shalom Eshev Taina? Shalom Eshev Taina, he's a fact on the Chiyah, it's seven Tainas. One is the guy doesn't know who the seller is. Doesn't make a difference. I made you a Shliach. That's good enough. You made the Rav a Shliach, so Mela, you trusted the Rav, and that's it. So that's no Taina. One is another Taina, you don't have to, they doesn't give a key to, the guy can't get in on Pesach. He doesn't have to be on Pesach, but he comes and asks for the key. If a guy comes on Pesach and asks me for the key, I'm a chuyuv to give it to him. So Rav Chashul speaks out on Tafel Ches. You don't have to give Messiah to the guy, but if the client comes and asks you for the key, he wants to get in and get the chometz, you have to give him the key. You have to give him the key then. So there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
He knows he had a bunch of shadows. The whole thing doesn't smell good. I guess all the shadows together is enough to not it shouldn't be good. Right. I'm just saying, but he said, but it's not a glatter thing. You know what I mean? Normally, you don't do it that way. When you want to buy a house downtown, you want to buy a building downtown, a piece of real estate. You're going to go down. You're not going to sit so. You'll go and look at it. All right.
Yeah, but you still do the sale by
property. Right. Yeah, but normally that's not what's done. Number three. What was the shayla we had? The chay has to be shor futa cholecha. It's not shor futa. Nemesim, we are makbid. At least I'm makbid. We can figure out the amount of goyim. You know, all the rabbanim together figure out. You know, it's a couple of hundred people are selling, so I make sure it's a shor futa cholecha ve'echad. So it's no problem. So you should be makbid on that, and that's what the Bitzchanim writes. We brought down the koy kodesh. Four shayla.
That's how much the goy has to give you.
He has to give it. It has to be shavu puta when right. He gives a down payment.
So you have to wait for a certain amount of money.
Right. Yeah. Right.
The guy makes money on this whole transaction.
Usually makes money. Yes.
At the end of the day.
End of the day, after Pesach, he comes out with money. Comes out again. The fourth shayla. There's no edim around to the kind of chsima. You don't have to have. As long as you have the chsima, it's good enough. Yeah, as long as you can validate the signature, should be okay then. Number five, one shayla, you have to find each min oichel, and the shalas is of everything that's there. And you don't do that, there's no smichas das. And that is by mechiras chometz, there are two types of sales. One type of sale, like many rabbis do, you don't mention anything, he signs as any chometz you have. Another place is the moshul deyekis, a makbid, that you write down everything. So each one has a ma'ilah chasaran. When you write down everything, what if you forgot one thing? So some of the mechira shouldn't go on that. So some people hold you should daf should not be fried each one because it's a chasaran. Other people hold that you should daf not write down because in case you leave out something, it's going to be won't be a good mechira. So that's to say everything you have without mentioning it and mechira helps. So there's two ways of thinking. So you don't have to be mefried each one. The sixth question. The B'chashor writes the Abban's aroma, the Chal Tumura. How the Shach Mechiran is something in the aroma? Why not? Mechiran helps. You see, it helps by ribbis, by drabanan. It helps. The helps. It's also aroma to charge interest. But if you see, it does help by other things also. And the next question he has: how the Shashlichus on aroma? The answer is: it is Shashlichus on aroma. All right. Huh? He comes in asking. You have to tell him. Yeah. Oh, you have to tell him. You have to tell him. Belongs to him. You have to tell him. Yeah. And the second reason that we mentioned that he makes kinyan with the guy thinks it's all drum shabbalev. I found also Shlomo Zalman Orbach says it also. The Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Sefer Shalmei Mayed and Pesh Shinchav. He means that if the guy it's not misyachet to mechir itself. We don't care what he says. It's all drum shabbalev and help. And he says a dogma like this: a chasen by a chasana. And the other chasen said, "Listen, I signed the ksuba. The svarim and noyik signed ksubas. We make kinyanim that he's being ksuba." But he says he doesn't know what he said in the ksuba. He comes later. They come to get divorced. You have to pay 100 pounds of silver, you have to do this, you have to do this. Sir. So I didn't know, when I agreed to it, no one told me this. So it's not the Shlomo Zalman. You know this was a ksuma, this wasn't a prisbal. You're not signing a prisbal today when you're getting married. Prisbal is for every 7 years. You're not, this is Shlomo Zalman. You know you're not signing, you knew ksuma. Ksuma has certain she wouldn't see wife. You had a chance to check into it. And usually, at least when I'm in Sadiq Nishan, I tell the chassid straight out. They should know when you'll be marked over to the you're marked over to the kala, you're marked over all chiv tsuba. What's a chiksua? In case you chas hashom you die or you get divorced, you have to pay her, according to Moshe, 100 pounds of silver, whatever the market price is then. And what the market price used to be, $5,000, today it's over $20,000. I went out to get and so on, and that time I found out the price of silver was $37,000. I told the guy, you got to pay $37,000. He says, I don't have that money. So I said, talk with the girl and try to make a pshara. Doesn't work out pshara. Well, my sir, you have to, but you have to pay that amount, 100 pounds of silver. Whatever the market price, the Taz says in Ebenezer, whatever the market price is the day of the get. That's the price you pay. Huh? No, it doesn't. Come on. And it's still in Dvarim Shebelev. So Mela by Ksuba, if you say you did not know what's going on, it's all Dvarim Shebelev, and Dvarim Shebelev, and in Dvarim.
Even if the guy, the
guy,
stands up and says, I know this is a big joke.
Yeah.
I'm just making money on the Jews. That's also
boring. Right. Correct.
You sell it all online.
Huh? Well, really, you can sell online because you're making rather shliach. You're not dealing with the guy. The person who sells the chametz, who's selling his chametz, he's sending it to a rav. The rav does it. He makes the rav a shliach to do the kiyonim. Huh? No, you don't need a Kenyan. It's just a matter of formality. Not really Kenyan. All right. Someone sold. In the Sefer Kruy Moed, things on a Maisa, which we much mentioned. Sefer Kruy Moed on Pesach, page Kufayim Beis. Things on a Maisa. Someone sold for him a Tegai, so you should feed your Chometz on Pesach. And the mill of Pesach was Neira the Bechayah. And the Shiloh of Yisrael is also part of from the mitzvah of Pidyon Petach Hamor. There were some that wanted a taina that the home of Chiyus Chometz is only has to do on the Chometz. And it's only this to the Abonim, like the true Shor. And after the Shiloh came to Shabina Rav. So Shabina Rav passed into Mechir Gemurah and the and he's part of from Pidyon Petach Hamor. Mamish like the Chassam Sefer. According to Chassam Sefer. That's the Shaita. So maybe we hold the Mechir is coming to the top of a Mechir, to Val Mechir. The guy can say later to Ritual, and so on, Zeron Shalev and Devarim. And you do all the Kinyanim, it's a Kasha Mechir, the Chatzchir, according to Chassam Sefer. Even in the Raisa, it's a Kasha sale. However, what happens if there's a fire, if someone is a Mechir Gemur, we say Chonsham said Mechir Gemur. Let's say his warehouse burned down on Pesach, and he has insurance. Is a mutter for Yisrael to take the money? The Chayyim is not from Yisrael in awe. A second thing is, maybe it's not even his insurance. It belongs now to the guy. So maybe, because now the insurance should go to all the guy. And if the Jew takes the money insurance.
One second,
let me just say. Second also, and if the Jew takes money from the insurance, he's stealing from the guy. And even more. And if he takes money, he's like Megal Daita, they never want the sale to be, they want the homes to be his. So the answer, 1 second.
The whole kasha is
I'll tell you why kasha is kasha. When someone buys insurance, it's an investment. That's what you want to say?
No, it's a contract.
Huh?
No, it's a contract.
But it's an investment. What's the investment? There's a Shulman Arab Samim. This Shulman Arab Samim says it's a matanim and shemayim. It's not nana from Yisrael Noah. That's what the Shulman Arab Samim says. And also, there's a Ertzomer in Hechaskiris and a Shulman Masham. Let's say if someone knocks into your car. Someone knocks into the car, and he says, listen, I don't have to pay. You have insurance. Insurance will cover it. And can the person say, listen, the owner of the car, who's the car, the Nizek, can say, listen, insurance, I get the insurance. You got to pay for insurance. I'll get both. You got to pay for the damages, and plus, I'll collect insurance. That's my investment in having insurance. So Dr. Sameach, and the Masham, he could say that to the Mazik. He could tell the Mazik, you pay for the insurance, I get the insurance, plus you got to pay. That's the halacha. That's what they pass him.
One more time, Rabbi. One more time.
Insurance is a contract. I buy a right that if something happens to my property, the insurance company pays either to me or to whom I put in the insurance contract, it should pay.
Yeah.
For example, life insurance. Life insurance is a contract. The money goes to who's the beneficiary.
Right.
All right. That's why it doesn't go to probate. It's something entirely new. It's not my asset.
Right.
If I own the policy, owning the policy is the asset.
Yeah.
So here, in a case of if a fire in the warehouse, it has the yid has no kaina on the insurance policy because he doesn't own it, nor is he a beneficiary under it. So he doesn't get that insurance, no matter what the real deal, whether it's a real deal or not. And the same.
The insurance on a warehouse. If it burns down, who gets the money? The one who bought the insurance.
To whom the policy says goes the money. Sometimes the policy says it goes to the owner. Sometimes it says the bank. The bank usually requires them to be put on to say they get it first to pay off their lien. But it doesn't go to the owner merely because it's the owner. It's not part and parcel of the property. It's a separate agreement. I have it.
So there's no shy with Halden.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
and the kasha with the Arsimea, I'm going to pay damages. But if the man has no damages because the insurance company pays him, then why am I paying him anything?
Apialacha, you still have to pay. It's two different things. It's my investment. I bought insurance policy. So I have a right to get paid for damage, but you damaged me, so I can get paid twice.
So I have to pay the amount of the nezek, but there is no nezek.
There is a nezek.
You got to count the money.
That's an extra investment on the part of the. That's an extra investment.
If I burn down your property,
let me tell you. He has a right to say it's all my choices. I'm just saying.
If the Nizek and the Mazik have insurance, the farmers are going to fight out. Who pays?
Yeah, but still the Nizek has to pay. The Mazik still has to pay the Nizek.
The insurance company will decide.
Yeah, but I can collect twice. I can collect from the Mazik and I can collect from the insurance company. That's what the Masham says. Well, let me just finish. But let me tell you further. All right, the same. Yeah. Let me finish over here. Anderson, you say me more. The Sun Service says, it's not Siddharama if he sells it to a guy. If he sells it to a guy, it's a mechir gemura. And also, the children of the nezer says that the kind of mitzvah says tashbiso. When I sell chametz to a guy, I'm a kind of mitzvah says tashbiso. That the same thing writes that the nezer says in two places. In Shimon Malos, if it's cut and test, the tzur in mechira, you're a kind of mitzvah tashbiso. And he says that because since he took out his house and shus, it's the dinner of Tashbisa Soymer Atechem. And again, he speaks out, the Abner speaks out again in Simon Tovkov Chavches. And the same thing speaks out of Chavches Yoyev and Arachayim, Simon Chav, Nikai Mimitze Tashbisa in Sachomet. It does not be mamish. The Chai Adam says in the Nishbis Adam Simon Chav that Mikai Mimitze Tashbisa has to be mamish. You have to burn the Chomet. You have to mamish, clean and fine burn it. That's the Kai Mimitze Tashbisa. However, Abner says, no, even when I do Mechir's Chomet, I'm also Mikai Mimitze say of Tashbiso. That was a few minutes. I'll tell you a story, a Chomet story. Yeah, let's not go into it. Okay, I'm just saying.
If it burns down in Kalamoy, it doesn't belong to the Baal Bosch, he sold it.
Yeah.
So who gets the money from the insurance if wants to pay it off?
So if you learn it's an investment... He's alive.
Go buy a house and tell the bank.
Sometimes
I don't want to invest. The
price can say he's allowed to get the money.
No, but he took the insurance on that crap, on that thing. Yeah, so he
can
get
the
insurance right.
No, but if you go buy a house,
right.
I don't want to invest.
All right. All right. Let's talk about.
I can insure yourself.
An interesting story happened. A person, a yid, sold his chametz. A rav sold the chametz. He sold the chametz of a yid. What did yid have? He owned a company that sold schnapps. His whole inventory was schnapps. He sold it to a guy. And on Pesach, the first night of Pesach, he found out he sold his chametz to the guy. The guy happened to be alcoholic. He happened to be alcoholic. Okay? So now, he hears about the first day of Pesach. They see the guy walking the street in circles. What did he do? He bought this whole warehouse full of schnapps. He's having a party. And so the yid came running to Mary Yassid. This is a true story. Came running to Mary Yassid and he said, if I let him stay, I know I sold my schnapps to the guy, I can't do anything. What am I supposed to do? If I keep and let him here in the... If I let him in my warehouse, which he bought, by the end of Pesach, there's not going to be nothing left from all the schnapps. There's nothing left. Even if there's a lot of schnapps, he'll probably bring his friends there also. And at the end of 8 days, he won't have any schnapps left. And go to pay the money for the guy. He'll never get his money back. So he asked Mary Yassid, what do I do? I'm going to come to Chusser Tal. I'm going to go bankrupt. What should I do? Yeah? What do you do with such a Eitzah? So, Mary Yassid, the guy in Mary Yassid, Yiddish a cup, he tells, I have an Eitzah for you. This is Eitzah, he says. He says, next time you see this guy, you see him, he's laying on the floor drunk. Put some money in his pocket. Stick some money in his pocket. Put $1,000, I'm just giving him out. Put $1,000 pocket. Then go to the police and tell the police that this guy stole $1,000 from you. Go arrest him. And put him in jail. So Kachaga, the police came. They said, where did you get this money? You stole it. He says, no, I don't know. What are you talking about? They look in his pocket. He has $1,000 there. So the police arrested him up. Put him in jail for 10 days. Just there.
Checker.
So,
what are you the checker? That's not how Halakha to be drunk.
What do you mean? He's trying to
be
master.
That's not how Halakha to be drunk. Setting up a guy who's a neighbor.
The guy
himself. Yeah. So I'm telling you, that's the story happened. So Mehmet saved the yid. He didn't go. He didn't lose all the money. Another story. And there was the night of Seder.
That story didn't happen.
Mary Yassid. It's printed. Another story. Night of Seder, the guy comes knocking on the door of the rav of that city, of a certain city. And he comes to a night of Seder, a certain city in Hungary. He comes, the rav was there, was a Pinchas Bilitzer. The guy came knocking on the door on the night of Seder. And he says, you know, we did a Mechiras Chametz this morning. I looked for all the names of the people. Some of the names, and they live in the same city. So, you know, it's a small community. So he knows a lot of the people there. He says, I don't like these people. I want to sell Chametz. I don't want to sell. This guy is a ganav. This guy is not an honest person. If I want to buy up the paper, he's not being honest. I don't want to sell. I want to take off this name, take off that name, and bevatel the whole mechira. So the shtad I signed on today, I can't sleep at night. I won't be able to sleep at night. I want to bevatel. My wife, my brother-in-laws, they're all telling me I should they should get out of this deal. They went to the names, and I don't want to, some of these people are not honest people. I don't want to deal with not honest people. So I want to bevatel. So he came and told the Rav, I want to get on my ishposhet. I don't want to deal with these people. Then I deal with after Pesach. Well, they might take me to court and so on. I can't deal with these things. I want out from the whole thing. So this way he's knocking on the door right before he says, Shvay Chachmas Chalagoyim. Yeah? So anyway, the Rav tells him, come in. have a seat, sit down next to me, sit down next to me, at the head of the table, Seder. He says, you know, you might be right, but you should know, now it's a Pesach holiday, everyone has entertainment, some people go out of town and so on. You know what? Come back in 8 days. Come back in 8 days, and we'll talk about it. I'll buy back from you. Now, the guy didn't understand everything, so he told the guy, come back in 8 days, so Amela will take care of it. The guy is very happy. He has Yuchas Nefesh now. He knows he's not stuck with the sale. After 8 days, he's not going to have it. The year will work it out to him that he could be involved with the Mechira. And Kachalis, so Amela, he didn't have a Kalim Pesach. Interesting story. It once happened in New York. This happened in Williamsburg. Many years ago, when I was a teenager in Williamsburg. The story happened like this. I don't know how it is today, but in Williamsburg, they used to build the sukkahs on the fire escape. It was illegal. It's a fire hazard. But we all built sukkahs. Everyone built sukkahs on the fire. There's where else you build. There's no place on the street to build. There's no place to go. So you build it on the fire, on the fire escape. One neighbor called the police, and the police told told them, you have to go to court. You have to go to court. You have to take down that. We're going to tell you, he called the court. How mighty the sukkahs, he called the court. And he came to court, and happened to be, the judge happened to be Yiddish Mensch. So the judge says, listen, you're now to build on a fire escape. Make sure you take it down, and 10 days has to be down. So Mela, this is a true story.
Old story.
Oh, it's old story, yes. So anyway, so 10 days has to take it down. So Mela, he had his sukkah for a whole place, for the whole sukkah. Huh?
It's the same thing like that.
There's a shaila. There's a whole bit of work about it and talk fresh about it. To build out Din Machusadina and so on.
That's the case.
Yeah. But everyone did. The whole Williamsburg built on fire. Next week's shir will not be here. Next week's shir is Migdol Torah. This is the last shir over here. Mr. Shem after Pesach, but next shir will be in Migdol Torah at 9:30 to 11:30.
Thank you.